977 News. All day, every day.
The headlines at 18 hours. Cobabal Province Minister Elisha Matambo has warned some small-scale illegal miners, commonly known as Jeroboers, accusing them of inciting riots in Chingola. Cabinet has approved a request to extend Zambia's Extended Credit Facility ECF program with the International Monetary Fund IMF by 12 months. In international news, Tanzania has barred foreign nationals from owning and operating mainly small-scale businesses, sparking concern and a backlash from neighboring Kenya.
977 News.
And now for the news in detail, my name is Ndashi Mataka. Cobabal Province Minister Elisha Matambo has warned some small-scale illegal miners, commonly known as Jeroboers, accusing them of inciting riots in Chingola. Tensions escalated in Chingola where small-scale miners, commonly known as Jeroboers, rioted after being evicted from the Senseli open pit mine. The eviction followed the expiration of a deadline set by the mine's license holders, which required the Jeroboers to vacate the site by Monday, July 28, 2025. The miners who depend on the mine for their livelihoods reacted with anger and violence. However, Matambo said the government will not allow the Jeroboers to hold it to ransom, warning that such nonsense will not be tolerated. He has since called on law enforcement agencies to act swiftly against those who broke the law. Matambo revealed that over the past 2 to 3 weeks, there have been continuous meetings involving the Minister of Mines, representatives of the Jeroboers, and the Senseli mine owners. He said lives have been already lost and such tragedies should not continue, hence the need for miners to operate safely, formally and legally. Matambo said lawbreakers will be held accountable and prosecuted.
And I'm calling upon the law enforcement forces, to make sure that all the culprits are brought to justice. From now on, I think never to arrest any nonsense where they want to put government at ransom. That will never be to arrest. They have seen the effort we have put in the past 2-3 weeks, but meetings, myself, together with the Minister of Mines, the representatives from the Jeroboers, the owners of the city, the first meeting actually was set up. Because the president cared for those people. And the negotiations were going on very well, and I think we are almost reaching the agreement on how they can participate legally. Because the president, what the directive we have, which everyone should do, follow, is that first of all, there must be legal mines, not illegal mines.
Meanwhile, Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Gudaza has urged the government to engage in dialogue with youths and small-scale miners to address their concerns and develop beneficial solutions. Gudaza's Executive Director, Elias Mulenga, emphasized the need for policies supporting small-scale miners, economic empowerment, and a regulated framework for safe operations, cited hunger and poverty as underlying causes of illegal mining.
We as Governance and Development Advocates Zambia, we wish to condemn what we have experienced today here in Chingola, where youths have run amok, destroying property and engaged in riotous behavior. This is something that could be avoided. There are several ways to engage in dialogue, to find lasting solutions to conflicts and not what we have seen today. We wish to call upon the Minister of Mines and the Provincial Minister, Elisha Matambo, to ensure that youths are sat down so that a solution is found. Let's not keep changing posts. Today you give them the rights to mine, tomorrow you withdraw the rights to mine. Let's have a lasting solution so that we can have a proper collaborative between government and the community. Otherwise, this is a time bomb and we don't want to see bloodshed. This is a matter that is resolvable, unlike what you are saying.
Cabinet has approved a request to extend Zambia's Extended Credit Facility, ECF program, with the International Monetary Fund by 12 months. Speaking during a media briefing Wednesday morning, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Moetwa says the approval follows a request from the Minister of Finance and National Planning to extend the ECF-supported arrangement, which was initially scheduled to conclude on October 31st, 2025. He says that if approved by the IMF Executive Board, the program will now run until October 2026. Moetwa says the objective of the extension is to consolidate the gains achieved during the program period and support Zambia's ongoing homegrown reform agenda. The current 38-month ECF program was launched in August 2022 with financial support amounting to $1.3 billion, aimed at helping Zambia restore macroeconomic stability and promote sustainable growth. Moetwa, who is also Information and Media Minister, says Cabinet approved the request during its 14th meeting held on Monday, 28th July at State House in Lusaka. Minister of Community Development and Social Services, Ms. Doreen Mwamba, has emphasized that violence against children is a serious national concern that often remains hidden behind walls of silence, fear, and stigma. The minister made the remarks during a handover ceremony of ICT equipment to the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services and Lifeline Childline Zambia by UNICEF, aimed at strengthening child protection and improving service delivery for children. Mwamba noted that the helpline breaks the silence and gives children a voice, but a voice is only effective when there is someone on the other end, ready and able to listen, record, respond, and act. She commended UNICEF for being an all-weather partner and explained that the donated ICT equipment, which includes desktop computers, monitors, and uninterrupted power supplies, will significantly enhance the operational efficiency and reliability of the helpline system. The minister urged Lifeline Childline Zambia, a non-governmental organization operating helplines in Zambia, to facilitate the erection of billboards indicating child helpline numbers in all entrances of the country, such as airports and intercity bus stations, to enable children on the move to report cases of abuse.
There is no billboard to show how children who are brought into this country against their will can contact us. I think you need to be one one six and zero. 933. I went to the terminal bus station. There is no billboard. We need to up our communication. Make sure that children know what number to call.
UNICEF country representative Dr. Nejmoun Kibir Bilal commended the ministry's leadership in strengthening national child protection systems, stating that the donation is part of the UN's commitment to ensuring that every child in Zambia is safe and supported. Lifeline Childline Zambia Chief Executive Officer Florence Nkua acknowledged that the ICT equipment will enable the call centers to work effectively and efficiently, adding that the call centers are multilingual, allowing children using different languages to get the necessary help.
One of the critical roles that Child Helpline Zambia plays in offering children a safe space to speak, report abuse, and seek help. These services have saved lives, healed the trauma, restored hope. This is why UNICEF continues to value and support this partnership, including the leadership of our line ministries here at the Community Development and Social Services. Today's handover of ICT equipment is more than just a donation. It is a critical statement of our commitment. With better